precedent over it. But yes, each station would need to see that to determine. Because we do, again, we have a list of salaries, we have a list of salary ranges, but that still does not determine what the pay was for the pro for each month.
And that was the only thing that I really wanted to talk about for KPFA at the moment. And I don't know if there's anything anybody else wants to. We just got the financial reports yesterday, so I'm not sure if anybody's really had a chance to look them over. But if there isn't, maybe we should just schedule the next meeting.
Yes.
Question of when the next meeting should be by somebody?
Yeah, we've had them regularly the fourth Friday of the month at 12:30.
Okay, so that would be, the fourth Friday would be February 28th?
No, it would be January.
Oh!
January
sorry.
Sometime. These are extra meetings we were having.
Yeah. All right, okay, so we're talking about January 24th. At 12:30 Pacific time,
yeah,
and trailing from there. Is that okay with everybody that's on the call at the moment?
I'm actually back.
Oh, hi, good. Dave. That's Dave, right?
Hi.
Hi, we were just setting our next meeting, and Carol was saying we usually have them on the fourth Monday of every...
Friday.
Fourth Friday, sorry. So that would be the 28th of January, then. One, two, three, four. 28th of January would be the next meeting.
At 12:30 Pacific.
Yeah, January 28th.
May I just ask a question for my own information? We had talked about getting a five or six bullet point report from the committee out to the PMB. What was decided about that?
Nothing.
Wait. The way it was supposed to happen was Lonnie was going to draft something, and then we were going to meet and approve it, or actually via email, just adopt it.
Well, we didn't discuss it, Dave. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Just to bring you up to speed, Dave, Lonnie just had to jump off the call just a couple of minutes ago.
Okay. Well, fine. Go ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt.
Well, what we were doing here was wrapping up because Lonnie had to leave the call. The only thing left on the agenda was reviewing the November financials, and without Lonnie here, it didn't really seem like we were able to do that. So we were scheduling the next meeting and getting ready to sign off.
Okay.
And actually, Dave, now that you're back, I'll let you take over the chair, and I'll... go back to being
okay.
A member. Thank you.
Okay. So we're scheduling. I guess we've agreed that will be, I mean, presumably at this board meeting, we're going to get an election of directors. And I think at that point, it would be a good idea, rather than this body schedule it, I think we should wait until the committee's constituted because people's schedules may be different. So...
Well, I would put forward the opposite view, that it's best to schedule the meeting and let everybody know when it is.
Okay.
And then, you know, if it turns out that the people who are elected from the PNB can't do it, then reschedule it. But it just is good to, you know, for continuity, to just continue regular practices unless they need to change.
Okay. I'm fine with that. Are we agreed that it'll be, is January 28th the last Friday of this month?
Yes. At least on my calendar.
Okay, so I assume there's no objection to 12:30 Pacific, January 28th? Okay, hearing none, we'll agree to that. I just want to say, at the national board meeting, there may be committee reports, and I guess I would like a motion to let me just bring forward the points that upon on the last call were points that should be communicated to the PNB as part of our report, and I will write those up. If I'd like to do it from Lonnie's draft, but I don't know if he's going to have time because he's down here and he's involved in a lot of what I'd like to do is just draft them based on the notes that Donna took and send that around. And if there could be a motion that would approve that submission as our report, I would appreciate it.
I move that Dave draft a report from the Finance Committee based on the points summarized in the draft minutes that we talked about at the last meeting.
Barney
and
second.
Submit that to the National Board.
Arnie seconded. Is there any discussion on it? Okay, if not, then is there any objection to it? Actually, you know, technically we have to have, I believe, 4 votes in favor of it. So how many people are on the call right now?
Carol.
Carol.
Marnie. Casey. Dave. Levarne's a guest. Is Baruti still here?
He's going to call back from a cell phone in a car.
But we
okay,
had
well,
4.
We had enough votes to form a majority of the results.
Okay.
So that's adopted. Was there anything else left that did anybody felt need to discuss?
Could I make one further thing that I ask you that you include in the finance report?
Mm-hmm.
That is to raise the question from the Finance Committee that we had recommended and actually received full PNB approval for an audit of the interdivision transfers from January 2002 to current. And I would like to, from the Finance Committee, ask why that didn't occur and what steps will be taken to ensure that it does occur. That's
okay.
The motion.
I mean, technically, is there
that's
a second?
My motion.
Is there a second?
I'll second that. This is Marnie.
Okay. The issue there, of course, is that by the bylaws, the Audit Committee and the Finance Committee are separate, and that was a PNB motion. I'm just saying this for informational purposes for people who are on the call. That was a PNB motion, and the handling of that got decided by the audit committee, so I do think that it does need to be revisited, and I can say that the finance committee asked that it be, you know, considered by the PNB.
Right. I'm very concerned about it. As a member of the finance committee, we made a recommendation to the full PNB. The full PNB adopted that resolution, and when you start not carrying out things like that at the audit level, I'm very concerned, and I'd really like a full explanation to come to the board about how that didn't happen, why the board directive wasn't carried out, and what's going to be done about it.
And hopefully we'll have received the... I'll actually ask Marty Derlin to schedule the audit committee report prior to, so that you know, we may get that information in their report.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think it's a matter of major concern, so I want
okay.
to call the question on asking you to include that into the written report.
Okay, is there any objection on closing debate? Okay, if not, is there any objection to the motion? Okay, hearing none, I'll include that as a point in the report that I make.
And since I have been sitting on the audit committee, I know that it was discussed and requested, but the last time I was on audit committee, nothing came back to us. So I think you're on a track that is right.
Okay,
it.
Great, good. Thanks, Marnie. You can't
Breaks.
Sit on both committees, you know. You're going to have to resign.
Breaks
from,
my heart.
You're going to have to resign from the audit committee.
Actually, that's a good point. She resigned as of... She would have needed to resign prior to being on this call. I didn't realize that.
Well, she's resigned effectively by joining the Finance Committee.
Okay.
May
All
I
right.
just ask a quick question? Should I send Teresa Allen a formal note? It sounds like I should do something like that.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Okay. Thank
yes.
you. Thanks for guiding
you say
me.
That you're no longer eligible for service on that committee.
Yeah.
Is there anything else? Okay,
no, except I want to thank you, Dave, and LaVarne, especially because we've worked together as Finance Committee members this year, for your really hard and diligent work and good insights. And it's been a pleasure working with you. And This is my goodbye.
Well, thank you very much, Carol. We really appreciated the level of detail, the drafting of the motions, and all the rest.
And I wish you a good year.
Thank you.
Thank you, Carol. Thank you for everything you've done.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Anybody want to move adjourn?
I'll move to adjourn. Bye-bye.
All right. Au revoir.